Excellency, the Decision Maker Podcast.
Welcome to Your Excellency, the brand new podcast brought to you by the Diplomatic Society. I'm Dieter Brockmeier. Some of you will know me from my monthly column, Change Now. This episode will explain the service to you, what Diplomatic Society wants to accomplish with it, who will be invited to become a guest, who we reach with the service, and how the production site is working. I'm very happy to introduce you to our guests today. This is, of course, Kirtan Bana from the Diplomatic Society. You know him well. Hello, Kirtan.
Hello, Dieter. It's a pleasure. Hello, Christian.
And you just mentioned him, Christian Zalo, a very highly experienced person in the podcast industry. It's very nice to have you here today.
Thank you for the invite. Hello, Dieter. Hello, Kirtan.
But now let's add some beef to the story. What is the idea behind Your Excellency, Kirtan?
Economic diplomacy will be the focus of this podcast, Your Excellency. Many value chains and supply chains are being recreated, and new innovation is being used to join the world up together again. The audience is a combination of loyal followers of ALTI, the Alternative Investment Program by Christian Salo, based in Germany, specializing in finance and investment, and the Diplomatic Society with a focus on international relations and diplomacy. Our aim is to develop an audio platform for the value and outcomes of diplomatic interactions and engagements. We will preview and review strategic events and interview the key stakeholders and role players and create a connectivity that will be informed.
What are the topics and who is the target group?
Well, depending on who said what to whom, why, and when, the audio as a commercial medium has a versatility and a reach and frequency that is ideal for the digital realm, especially for our current 10,000 following that we have attracted. The followers, the audience, the target group are regarded as high net worth individuals with a keen interest in world affairs and money matters as it relates to geopolitics and economics. They engage in international relations at every level, from the highest office in the land to carrying out their mandates at grassroots level, where the impact of discussions and strategic negotiations in international relations is most effective. Your Excellency will strive to provide relevant and reliable news and information that will be the keystone in the arch of diplomatic duty and activity. This holistic approach seeks to bring together investment and investor, trade opportunity for the trader, and become a knowledge and advisory hub. It also offers a unique and dynamic platform for marketing, advertising, and promotion to a receptive audience, an audience that, apart from basic day-to-day requirements, also has sophisticated needs for products and services to be able to effectively function as a diplomat.
Well, equally important are the guests that are interviewed. How do I become one?
That's easy, Dieter. We invite you, the reader, the audience out there, the listener out there, to reach out to us with your newsworthy idea that you would like to share to a potentially influential listener of Your Excellency. The listener may need to make some informed decision or act on the news and information that you have shared. Our guests will be drawn from all political, social, and economic circles, captains of industry, heads of states, NGOs, think tanks, education, research and development institutions, among others, and of course, diplomats and ambassadors. Our objective is to paint a broad spectrum of the role of diplomacy and focus on human relations in the multiple splendor and abundance of the planet. Art, culture, sport, science, technology, history, are some of the subject matters that will be covered. And of course, health, wellness, travel, tourism, hospitality are the focal issues that will be discussed.
As Kirtan already mentioned, Your Excellency is not only targeting at the diplomatic society community. Christian, what do you add to the basket?
Sure. Kirtan already mentioned the guests of the shows are top excellency and VIPs with exclusive content. Of course, we look into target group-oriented distribution. On the one hand, we have the Diplomatic Society, which is Kirtan's excellent platform. And on the other hand, we have ALTI, that was established in 2012. ALTI stands for Alternative Investor Information, and it is a well-established platform for professional investors in Germany, Austria, and Switzerland. In other words, high-class financial players who are investing capital in a business-like and in a regulated manner. By the way, the podcast format was created in this environment. So this has been a well-proved thing for a long time. We had an enormous growth with the podcast format in the lockdown of the corona crisis, which is a kind of clear. We all consume more digital content when we cannot communicate and present at events. I think it will stay that way even if real social life hopefully opens shortly again.
Does this mean the concept as we see it now is just a start and distribution will be extended? How must I understand this?
Yeah, so I believe the success will lie in the combination of the top platforms, the Diplomatic Society and ALTI. Both platforms are still organically growing and have excellent channels like websites, newsletters, social media coverage, and other well-established communities. Finally, the spoken language is key to growth as well. We selected English as the platform language, and this alone enables us to grow internationally. So it will be a continuous thing.
Let's talk about the benefits for your guests and for the audience. What are they?
The ALTI users are not only looking after professional financial topics. They are also looking for high-quality backgrounds and into diplomatic relations, global political changes, and international business issues. Sometimes the point of view of the protagonist we speak to is what really counts. In short, it's the new spectrum of content that is interesting. For example, we are planning talks with high-level decision makers on the subject of water supply and water safety in water risk areas. Water and sustainability has its own page on ALTI. Real asset investments and water supply are exciting for professional financial players. So you can see how the circle closes here. It is a win-win situation for all involved parties.
Well, let's talk about the production side. You are also in charge of that, Christian. How do we produce the episodes? I understand it will be done in a remote way, so the guests don't need to come to any specific or physical studio.
Yes, and that is very, very important. We are professional content creators and we produce over 90% of the content in our virtual studios. Nobody has to travel or expose themselves to the risk of viruses. Our guests can dial in very conveniently via remote connection.
Via the laptops?
Yes, that is actually all that is needed. It's a normal PC such as a Windows or a macOS computer or even a Linux station. We put great attention to platform independency and global use. A headset or an external microphone is just helpful. But this is a piece of equipment that most of our guests have already today because they are participating in virtual meeting apps like Teams, Zooms, Meet, or however they are called. The really great thing in our process is that nothing needs to be installed on the computers. Our app runs in a normal browser such as Google Chrome. The guest receives a link from us, which is clicked on, and off we go. Very easily, very smoothly, and the IT departments of our guests usually love that because we are not causing any trouble for them. The app records multiple channels of our conversation in studio quality. This is really great because it enables us to process the audio professionally with a digital workstation. We are cutting with the use of professional jingles, openers, and finishers.
You just mentioned the quality, and quality definitely is a must. Can this really be guaranteed in a remote environment at all times?
Yes, it is really fun, and in principle, the quality is much better than CD quality. It's digital audio. And one thing that is important to me is that our guests will have the final listen and give an okay before we publish the episodes from our servers to the international available podcast channels. Currently, these channels are mainly Spotify and Apple Podcast, and also others like Deezer, Stitcher, Audible, Google Podcast, and more. That depends on the needs of our guests and what the interest of our auditorium is. We do analyses and constantly learn the preferences of the audience. Of course, our guests can also use the audio files for their own websites, for example, social media channels.
Well, Kirtan, how would you summarize the project? What are the key points of Your Excellency?
Thank you, Dieter. To summarize, I would say, as I mentioned before, a changing value chain, supply chains coming into play. And nations, diplomats, ambassadors, international relations practitioners are looking to stitch together new relations, especially with regards to investment, trade, travel, tourism. All these are linked to economic developing economic growth. And there's a great deal of innovation taking place in this regard. With regards to the podcast, it's an ideal medium. It's not something that you have to look at. You can just have your headphones on while you're driving, or it's not something that is very intrusive in that regard. You can be doing something else while listening to the podcast. And this is why, as Christian explained, the popularity of the podcast and the versatility of the audio medium, so to speak. And this is where we see the value that we can provide through the Diplomatic Society's Your Excellency podcast platform.
Well, the last word is on you, Christian. Do you have anything to add?
Well, Kirtan got everything to the point. I am really looking forward to our joint project, and what I'm especially looking forward to is the many interesting guests and conversations.
Thanks, Christian. Thanks, Kirtan, for these highly interesting insights and this highly exclusive, or let me say, excellent podcast. This was the first episode of Your Excellency, a premium podcast brought to you by the Diplomatic Society. And soon we will be back with our first guest, which will be definitely an amazing and exciting experience.
Thank you.
Thank you.